It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I am Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. Thanks for joining us today. We've got a good program for you. On the program is Liz Young. She is our clinic coordinator for our primary care, our health centers, our school-based health centers. We'll talk to her in just a moment. And I did want to remind you, if you're joining us today, that these programs are broadcast on the Aquinnah Bay Communications KNPT website. You can stream them from there. You can also download these programs at a later date, and they're archived on Lincoln County's website as well. So please take advantage of that if you want to listen to the program at a later date. So what we're going to talk about today are patient-centered primary care homes. We're going to try and explain what that means for you. And we're also going to bring you up to date about our federally qualified health centers and really what that means to you as well as far as services that are available. And welcome to the program. Liz, hi.
Hi, thank you.
Well, thanks for coming on the program. I do believe this is the first time you've been on Lincoln County Connections. And with so many changes happening in healthcare, it's really great to have you on the show, Liz. And I'm just kind of curious, how long have you been with County Health and Human Services?
Going on 13 years.
Wow. You've seen changes.
I have, definitely.
When you started, were you always the clinic coordinator, or have you held different positions in Lincoln County?
Oh, I've held different positions. When I came to work for the county, I was working with the family planning program and communicable disease in the public health arena.
So I have to ask, you are a bachelor's of science in nursing.
Yes.
I noticed there was another set of letters next to your name. What is that?
Well, I'm a registered nurse, and I'm certified by the American Nurses Association to mm-hmm. provide care. It's a program that the ANA established for nurses to take that extra step for certification.
So did you always know that nursing was something that you wanted to do, and how long have you been, as a general rule, you know, in this kind of profession?
Well, since I was 6 years old, my mother
really?
Tells me. And, yes, I graduated from the University of Washington in 1971, so it's been a while being in the nursing
so mom
profession.
Says since you were six.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's one of the fortunate things to have individuals like you who are so passionate about it. My wife, who's a nurse, it's just something she knew she always wanted to do as well. And getting the chance to see her do the work that she does, I really realize that, you know, how passionate she is about it. And I think that's one of the things I have to say now being at the county for 5 years is we just have so many people that really are passionate about the work that they do and know that we're providing vital services to folks. So I think having individuals like you who really care is a great asset for everybody who comes and uses the services, and definitely a testament to the kinds of quality people we have working in the county. So Liz, you know, I've been trying to wrap my head around the primary or the patient-centered primary care homes. There's a lot of acronyms. We've got CCOs, inter-community health organizations. I mean, so. But in a nutshell, maybe we could just talk first about what kind of services does Lincoln County provide when we think about our health center?
Our health centers are federally qualified health centers, mm-hmm. And that's a grant from the federal government to help us provide care to whoever needs to come in for their health services. So we're like a family doctor. We're your family doctor. We have a clinic here in Newport and one in Lincoln City. Plus, our grant covers our four school-based health centers at the four high schools, as well as helps with the behavioral health services that occur in South Beach at the adult facility services and Nye Street with the child and family services. Behavioral health is also up in the Lincoln City Clinic. So we have all of those services that we can offer to folks.
So prior to becoming a federally qualified health center, how was the landscape different was there just less integration? I mean, were our services more standalone? How did it work?
Well, we at that point were only able to offer very few public health services and mm-hmm. family planning. At that point, we were able to see people for, especially women, for their birth control services, well woman type services. But if we found someone who had high blood pressure or was diabetic and had no resources, we were at that point kind of stymied because that person didn't have any funding and there was no other place that we could refer them to. So one of the thrusts for us achieving the federally qualified health center was to be able to offer more services to people to help them with any kind of medical issues they had that were not available to them previously.
Yeah, it's really a way of delivering, it sounds like, more services. And previous to that, what you're saying is really we were more limited.
Oh, absolutely, because there's that population within our county who don't have any access to health care because they fall $5 below the Oregon Health Plan limit, or they are not working for an institution or a place of work that can offer them any kind of health insurance. So there were those folks in that gray zone who needed health care but had no place to go.
I think it's really, you know, coming clear to me what an innovation to become an FQHC was, and I'm learning that really means, you know, a lot more services for individuals who couldn't have had it otherwise, and I guess not all communities are fortunate to have an FQHC.
That's true. The federal government is reaching out more and more with these kinds of clinics, but, you know, the Affordable Care Act is part of what's moving toward helping those folks in the gray zone get on to services through the CCO and be able to access the care when they need it rather than waiting until there's a huge problem that takes them to the emergency room that costs multi-million dollars. Mm-hmm. They can begin to have health care at a clinic and be taking care of their health care needs sooner.
You had talked to me before the program about, you know, the model, maybe that original model of, you know, one doctor who was your family doctor, and he basically took care of all aspects of your care. But over time, care has become more sophisticated. There's so many branches and divisions of what an individual could, the types of services an individual could seek out. I mean, that's really a win-win, but there have been some growing pains along with maybe fragmenting your health care in a sense.
Yeah, I agree. I think that when we talk about the primary care home, what we're really talking is your family doctor. And because we have so many more services available, the family doctor who used to know you from the age when you were born to when you were married and having your own children is still there, but we also have a whole group of folks that can help surround that patient, from the nurse to a nutritionist to a dietitian to a physical mm-hmm. therapist, all of those folks in contact with you to provide your care team that makes up the primary care home.
Well, we've got an event coming up, and it's going to discuss some of these questions and talk about the model of patient-centered primary care homes. That's going to be at Newport High School next week, Tuesday at 7 p.m. We're going to talk more about that and what you can learn. But let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk about Lincoln County Health and Human Services and this new integrated model that's going to be better services for everyone. We'll be back in just a moment.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
It was a dark and stormy night as George and Agnes slept peacefully in their home when suddenly
George, George, wake up. It's freezing in here, and I think the furnace stopped working.
Right you are, Agnes. The furnace is out, and it won't start.
I thought you called Coastal Refrigeration and Heating.
Good thinking, Agnes. As a matter of fact, I called one of those other guys, and they said we needed to replace both the outside and the inside components of the heat pump system.
But, George, in most cases, Coastal Refrigeration and Heating can replace just the outside unit and save us thousands of dollars.
I did not know that.
If you currently have a heat pump system for your home, chances are the harsh salt air of our coastal climate has damaged the outside unit. More often than not, Coastal Refrigeration and Heating can replace just the outer unit, saving you thousands of dollars. Call them today, 265-7275. Coastal Refrigeration and Heating, CCB 69725.
The Savings Spectacular is on at the Home Depot. Outsmart your budget with low prices throughout the store, like Pergo Presto Gunstock Oak Laminate Flooring. Just $188 a square foot. It's easy to install and has surface protection to prevent scratches and fading. And its low price gives you budget protection and prevents you from putting off your project any longer. Just another reason to hurry into the Saving Spectacular. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Now through March 27th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to Lincoln County Connections. Every Thursday morning at 9, we talk about Lincoln County government. And on the program today, we have Liz Young. She is our Lincoln Community Health Center care or coordinator, clinic coordinator. I'm using care, and there's so many C's, Liz. So becoming a federally qualified health center, that did sort of change the paradigm, didn't it, in terms of you know, it's access for everyone. It's not just Medicare and Medicaid, correct?
Correct. Right. We want to serve anyone who comes to our door that needs our help. And we do serve people who have insurance, whether it's Medicaid, Medicare, private insurance, plus the folks who have no insurance at all. Part of the thrust of the Affordable Care Act coming down through the CCOs is to help those folks who have no insurance or no access to care to get care.
Yeah, you know, previous to becoming the federally qualified health center, you know, it sounds like you just did not bill a primary insurance provider, for example. I mean, literally someone, if they had, say, Blue Cross, wouldn't be able to receive those services in terms of insurance billing, right? And now they can. Am I totally out there?
Yeah, you're totally out there.
Okay. Well, help me figure it out, because you know, and I might be, you know, an example of somebody who, you know, on one hand, in our population, who's just not seeing a doctor very often, for example, but then need to. I just have no idea what I'm doing.
Well, again, bringing it back to what we want to have our conversation on this next Tuesday about is the fact that if you establish with a primary care provider, your family doctor, then you have someone that you know you can go to when, you know, you as a healthy person probably only need to come and see a doctor when you have an acute phase of, you know, a really bad cough or cold, say, or you get a fever that you don't know why. That's how you establish care. And that's what we want to do, is establish care for people who need to have that connection with a family doctor. And then with the primary care home, what we're really saying is not only can you have the access to that doctor, but there's going to be a care team that really is going to surround you with the kinds of extra teaching, education, services that you might need for behavioral health, for, again, nutrition. Maybe you are a little overweight and we need to help you say, you know, these are the kinds of foods you need to try and eat. Maybe you have high blood pressure and we need to say, you know, see the nutritionist. She'll help you with that. You're going to follow up with the nurse and help you get on the road to stop smoking. All of these things that will help you be the healthiest person you can be. Again, part of the CCO activity is to get you established with a physician and a care team so that you don't end up at the ER with a stroke that's going to really debilitate you, and you're going to have more and more expensive services.
Yeah, when folks come to the meeting or the really, I don't know, what would you call it? It's open to the public. So we're really encouraging just about anybody to come, you know, and ask these types of questions.
Absolutely. That's what it's about. It's just to help answer the question. For some people, when we say primary care home, they think, well, where is it? Is it a
right.
house somewhere, or what are we talking about? And again, this is what we want to get across to people, is that it is your family doctor. It is a place where you're coming and you're going to receive health care. And a team is going to be there to help make you get the answers, or help you get the answers that you need to be the best that you can be.
So one of the individuals that will be there will Cheryl Connell.
Mm-hmm.
And also, did you say Linnea Lindsay?
Linnea Lindsay, yes. She's a psychologist that's currently working for the Samaritan System.
Mm-hmm.
She is helping them bring more integrated services to that system, so that a psychologist is there to help with folks who come in and have some issues with depression, for example,
mm-hmm.
and can help give them the counseling that they need.
Yeah, we were talking about how, say, for example, going and seeing a psychiatrist, for example, might just be something you did as one function of your health care, and then maybe seeing your doctor, and then the two might begin talking more to each other in a way they hadn't before.
Right. That's where we're all moving, is to be more integrated, so that we know what's happening with that psychologist or psychiatrist office, so that medications especially are not being prescribed in one place and unknown in the other, where we can be crossing our medications and causing more problems for the patient than we anticipated.
So if you're just joining the program, we're talking to Liz Young, and we're talking about your health care. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program and talking about an event you can attend next Tuesday. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ace is a place in Lincoln City with the helpful hardware folks, and those folks recommend Craftsman Tools. Today at Mills Ace Hardware, buy a Craftsman 19.2-volt cordless drill for just $69.99. When it's time to clean up, Mills Ace Hardware is a powerful shop vac on sale at just $49.99 after the $20 instant savings. Sign up and start saving today and every day with your Ace Rewards card. Ace really is the place in Lincoln City with the helpful hardware folks, and those folks have instant savings.
Getting you the maximum refund, that's what I do.
Meet Richard Gartland, former CFO, now an H&R Block tax professional.
It's a mental challenge. It's a puzzle. You want to figure it out. And that's what we do for our clients. We figure it out.
H&R Block tax professionals are relentless in their pursuit of every tax deduction you deserve. And they back it up with a maximum refund guarantee.
I'm just one of those crazy people. I enjoy working with numbers, and I enjoy being the guy that can unravel this for people.
Let our highly trained tax professionals take the mystery out of taxes for you. Call 1-800-HR-BLOCK or visit hrblock.com.
Getting you the maximum refund? That's what I'm here for. Bring it on.
If you find an H&R Block error that entitles you to a larger refund or smaller tax liability, we'll refund your tax prep fee for that return. Refund claims must be made in 2013.
This is Karen Butler at your local H&R Block office in our new Waldport location. Come see for yourself what a difference our tax expertise can make. OBTP number 15049.
We're all surrounded by numbers. They can tell us a lot, but you have to know how to interpret them. It's the same with your credit score. Do you know what it means or what it can do for you? That's why if you're a Wells Fargo customer, you can stop by from now until April 15, 2013, and we'll not only give you a free credit score and complimentary credit report, but we can also have an optional conversation to help you understand what it all means and show you ways to manage it. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. See a banker for specific promotion details.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to the program. This is Lincoln County Connections. We've got Liz Young on the program with us today. Now, Liz, this patient-centered primary care home opportunity for folks to come and learn and you know, and ask questions and find out things like, what is a primary care home? Is it a place? Is it a navigator? How are integrated services going to be better for me? And maybe we could go back to that discussion about, idealize where this is going for us. Someone might come in, and like you had said, they may need some mental health services. There could be an opportunity to meet those individuals within that initial appointment. How is it going to work?
Well, it would be what we term as the warm handoff. So
okay.
the physician or the nurse that's seeing that patient that day would say, you know, I really have someone that's down the hall here that I'd really like you to talk with that can help maybe counsel you and bring out some of the issues that are really bothering you today. And so you would take them down the hall and introduce them to the psychologist or the social worker who is there within the clinic and can begin to do some work with that patient to help get them on the road to thinking a different way or making some different plans.
Yeah, because if you needed some sort of follow-up in a different area, it might be left to you to pursue that. But now it might be possibly next door or, you know, the introduction could be something that would be a little bit more seamless. I think that's a win-win.
Exactly, and that's what we're moving toward, is to improve the quality of our care, to tailor the care to the needs of the patient and the communities that we're serving so that everyone is able to access what they need when they need it.
Some of the other sponsors of this event include Mid-Valley Healthcare Advocates, for example. How are they going to enter that discussion, or why would they be sponsoring this event?
Well, they're there because they really are interested in supporting people to get into care when they need it,
mm-hmm.
to understand what the CCO is about, to basically, again, understand what this terminology that we're all throwing around now, what's a primary care center, what does that mean to me as the consumer? Am I coming in to see a doctor, or is there something different going on?
Yeah, it sounds like there's just going to be this new level of education, too, about explaining to people, you know, options. And as a, you know, a practitioner of nursing, isn't that a challenge sometimes to introduce ideas to the patients for their well-being? And it sounds like a dance that you do as a care provider.
Well, it is. It is. For example, if someone is using cigarettes and smoking, you know, we all know that is harmful to your health. For some folks, though, that's the only outlet they have for, you know, this is their relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to begin that conversation of what it's really doing to their whole system, what changes can we make to cut down on smoking, stop smoking, and change their way of thinking of what experiences would be something you could substitute for that. It's not an easy switch for people, but that's what we are moving toward, is how to help the patient improve their experience of life, their care, and make their lives better.
You know, as you've seen the industry from, you know, such an early age, or healthcare from such an early age, would you say in a nutshell, you know, this is good news?
Oh, I think it is. Again, coming to the county 16 years ago, realized the amount of folks that live here in Lincoln County who fall into that gray zone, who are unable to establish with anyone to receive any kind of health care. And we're really moving toward a much better place where people will have the access to health care that they need and can begin to get health care and change what might need to be changed in their lives so that they don't end in the emergency room with a stroke or a big heart attack that will take their life away.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the program. I think hopefully we've demystified this a little. Remember, 7 p.m. Tuesday, March 19th at Newport High School, the ABCs of Patient-Centered Primary Care Homes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.
News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.